Hi, I'm Fatima.
I'm Brian, and you're listening to Millennial and Pregnant.
As we begin our journey through our first pregnancy, we wanted to share our experience. We pre-recorded episodes for this closed-ended series. Spoiler alert, it ends with us having a baby.
And if you're looking to get pregnant, are pregnant, or just want to have a good laugh with us, then this podcast is for you.
We understand that every pregnancy is unique and has its own story. Here's ours.
Hello, thanks for listening this week. We finally made it through the holidays. Thank God.
Yeah, and that means we were able to also tell our families.
We were, but before
the
we
big
do
news.
And tell you all the details, how are you feeling this week, Fatima?
I'm feeling good. Definitely after, you know, I'm getting out. Well, it's the beginning of the second trimester and I'm just, you know, getting a little more energy, a lot less sick. But still feel pregnant.
I would say about this week, we're in week 19 is when you started to, I think your bump really started to show.
I know. It's kind of like overnight and you kind of look down and you've like, okay. Oh, maybe you don't even notice it as much as Brian like keeps saying it to me. And I'm just like, no, I'm so good.
In a good way.
Yeah, I know. I could still fit into my high-waisted jeans, but that didn't happen. Like, I'm now past that point. I'm trying to go to my low rise, and even then it's a little difficult to button up. But other than that, I mean, I'm doing good, except for some of my clothes not fitting.
But didn't you have something at work when someone bumped into you?
Oh, yeah. So I had gone, for the holidays, we were away. I hadn't seen my team for a couple of weeks. And so I'm getting a bagel in the cafeteria and two of my staff members come up to me and they go, Fatima? Oh my God, what happened? They knew that I was pregnant, but like it just like over the last 2 weeks became even more noticeable. Mm-hmm. I was still able to wear one of my work dresses that I have been wearing. So it was just kind of seeing the before and after because I can still I can still zipper it up a little bit. I'm not sure what's going to happen next week, but that week I was able to. And so it was funny to see their reaction. I guess that kind of when it all sinks in because, you know, you can hear people who are around you all the time. Oh, yeah, you look different. But then when you see someone who's, you know, a little less closer to you kind of notice it, then it all becomes so real.
But at least over the holidays, because having to keep this secret for a long time between us and then being able to finally tell our family, it just felt like a huge weight was lifted off of us. And we decided to tell our parents and your sisters and my sister right around just before Thanksgiving. What do you want to tell everyone about your mom and your sister's reactions?
Oh my God, they were so happy. So it's not the first grandchild or nephew or niece for my sisters and my mom, but they were just as excited. I think it caught them off guard because I just stopped cooking when we had them over for Thanksgiving and I just said, hey, I have some news for you. So everyone was just so happy and so excited. And so that was nice to see. And I think it's a little different when like your sister starts having a baby, because then you can see them through the entire transition and stuff and them seeing how like physically I'm changing. So they were excited. Right before we told them, I was nervous. I didn't know why.
I know.
I guess you just, with those, that big news, you just don't know how people are, like, I knew they would be happy and excited. I was unsure of how exactly they would show that. So, but it was great. It made Thanksgiving that much better.
Mm-hmm. And you're the first of your sisters having a baby.
Yes, I am.
At least I was very nervous. I have no idea why. I kind of just ripped it off like a Band-Aid. So we went out to dinner with my mom and my dad. And before we could even order, look at the menu, I just look at them and I'm like, are you ready to be grandparents? And my mom looks at me. She goes, what? I was like, are you ready to be Grammy, Tammy, and Papa? And they were like, wait, what? What is happening? And that's when we said, we're pregnant. And it took a moment to just convince them and and get it through their heads that they're going to be grandparents, because no one ever believes us. Maybe because we do a lot of trickery all the time. But it was so nice, you know, to finally tell them. And my mom started crying. My dad was crying. They were so happy. And then later that night, my sister got home from work. She walked in the door and I did the same thing. I was like, Colleen, are you ready to be an aunt? And she's like, what? I was like, you're going to be an aunt. We're pregnant. And then her face went from, huh, to like immediately crying. What was your reaction seeing my sister? Her face.
No. I think with your side of the family, they're always doing like pranks and stuff. And knowing Brian, when we first were in college, he used to always do pranks on me, like come up to my floor in the elevator and then let the elevator door close. And then, you know, when you're expecting someone or you're the only person in the building, you're not. He was always trying to scare me. And that's kind of, I knew that was a part of like his side of the family. They scare each other. They do tricks and all kinds of things and sneaking into each other's houses, because everyone knows where, or everyone has an extra key to everyone's house. So when we were telling them, it was always having to, once again, convince them first. And then immediately after, when they realized that we weren't lying anymore, because I'm like, I'm not going to lie about something like this. I think we've done a lot of tricks or played, you know, said lie, quote unquote lies, but they never been about the fact that we were pregnant. So yeah. I think when they heard that one, they hesitated a little bit, but then after we're like, no, like this is true. And at that point during Thanksgiving, like I hadn't been showing at all. I was still wearing my high-waisted jeans. So it was even a little harder to comprehend versus if I would have told them now. And then immediately after, they finally realized, they started to burst out into tears. This is a family of criers, which is kind of opposite from my family. We were more just like screaming and more excited, and they were like just excited, but tears also coming down. I didn't really know what to do with that. So I just said, yes, this is happening. But it was nice, because then finally we're like, okay, so like our immediate family knows, and it was exciting to share that news. And I think every time you tell someone, you start to realize more and more, oh yeah, I'm pregnant. Because before it's just kind of like it's just between you know, your partner and your doctor, really, for the first 3 months, 17 weeks. Am I getting, no, I'm sorry.
13 or 14 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm sorry, I did the math wrong, but it's 13 weeks, because I'm like, oh, wait, it's 12 weeks, but you have to think about it like a quarter. So for the first 13 weeks, you don't get to really tell anyone. So it's just between the two. So it's kind of, it doesn't really fully become real until you start telling everyone else and you see how happy everyone is for your news. And now that it's out there, it's like it's happening.
And I think for those first 13, 14 weeks, depending on when you want to tell everyone, those are some really important weeks to keep it between you and your partner. At least, you know, with us, it was nice enough to let it set in and us get used to the fact and the idea that we're going to be parents and this huge responsibility and joy that comes along with it. And, you know, not being able to include your family is hard, but I think it's necessary to have those 13 weeks to yourself to kind of like let it set in, let your brain kind of digest what's about to happen to you and then, you know, to your body down the line.
Yeah. And you know, the first trimester is obviously the most risky as well. Mm-hmm. So you just want to make sure that you know, you don't want to add that added stress of people, then their, you know, hopes are growing or whatnot, and then something goes wrong, knock on wood. So this is really just a time for, you know, once again, for you to process it, but also just to make sure, like, once you're done with the first trimester, you're kind of, you know, the risk goes down and down and down more. So that was also really important to us. So yeah.
And then we started telling our friends, and I think we kind of went along the same lines as my parents. And yeah, I think rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, in terms of, although I don't think you didn't just say you're pregnant. You were like, are you ready to be an aunt or a grandmother? They had to process that a little bit. But same kind of concept, though. We didn't want it to be all these bells and whistles when we were telling our friends. So,
and you know, as we were,
and yeah, that was also important for us, is to be in person. So one of our big friends that came out our closest friends came out from California. So we're like, okay. And she was getting people together anyway. So we then told like a group of people then. And slowly as we saw them, we didn't want to plan something specifically to tell them, but we wanted to make sure that they knew in person and not find out through anything else. So we, you know, as we saw them, we slowly pulled them aside and let them know the news. Mm-hmm. And honestly, everyone's reaction was amazing and so supportive and so happy mm-hmm. for us. So that was also really nice to see, and just all the support and rallying around you.
And that's becoming one of my favorite parts of this experience, is seeing everyone's reaction, because people either just have tears of joy immediately or just so happy and excited. And that's just such a good feeling to have that kind of support with us. And then telling my extended family at Christmas. That was kind of fun as well.
Yeah. And once again, even though we were done with the first trimester, we still wanted to wait a little bit longer and just kind of still keep it between just the closest people. I think we were even some hesitation on sharing this with you guys in our blog or in our viewers and stuff. We thought it was a really intimate and private moment that we mm-hmm. wanted to share together. I didn't want it to be this whole big, I don't think I'm like Kim Kardashian or Khloe Kardashian who waited so long to tell, but I can understand. I see why, you know, even when you're in quote unquote, you put yourself out there, you put your life out there, at the same time, you want some moments that are for yourself. And mm-hmm. then when you're ready, you'll share that news, especially once to let that process, to tell the people who are closer to you, to let them have it process, and then kind of share it. Because, you know, your experiences or what we're going through can obviously help someone, you know, figure out maybe this is how I'm going to tell someone. Or, you know, later on down the line when we talk about other areas about the pregnancy and you know, having children, that helps someone. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had decided to share our news with our viewers, you know, but it was definitely something that we let marinate for a little bit.
Exactly. And then, you know, just the whole, and the fact that I gave the secret to my family, I'm so proud of them for keeping that secret for the whole month before we were able to tell the rest of my extended family, because for at least my mom and my sister, they cannot keep a secret. They are too close.
Well, now you have to change sisters. That, because now they can keep a secret.
Now they can keep a secret.
I think as long as you let them
know. You lay down
know,
the groundwork.
And I think as long as you let them know, like, this is really important. Like, you cannot tell. Like, mm-hmm. You know, maybe there was something else that you might have just said and you thought wasn't going to be repeated. That might have been repeated. But we stress to them that this is something that's really private and that means a lot to us if you just kept it between like, the smaller group.
Right. And then as we've been telling everyone, and slowly more and more people are knowing, it's just so much easier. I'm no longer nervous to say we're pregnant. It was kind of like when we first got engaged and saying, oh, my fiance, or I'm engaged. It was so weird mm-hmm. to say.
Yeah.
And now it's just getting easier to say I'm pregnant.
Yeah. As time goes by, it definitely sinks in more. And I'm sure we have a lot more things that need to sink in. but at True. Least that aspect of it, we have finally come to terms with. And I think it's really exciting. And like you're so right. It was so fun to see just everyone's reaction. And it was nothing but good reactions.
Mm-hmm. It was exciting. And just remember, you know, when you find out that when you and your partner are pregnant, this is something that you don't have to tell the whole world right away. Don't feel like you have to. It's not something that you're required to tell the whole world. And just remember that, you know, you can tell people whenever you're ready to tell people.
And in any way that you want to tell them, whether it's something dramatic, whether it's, you know, a press release, or whether it's just simply sitting them down and telling them, hey, this is what's happening with us, mm-hmm. or this is what's going to change in your life too, if it's part of your family, if they're going to become an aunt or a grandparent for the first time. And so I'm really glad that we took this approach, and I'm happy that now we get to share this with you guys, and I can't wait to share more about this process.
So let us know how, if you're pregnant, if you had a dramatic way or non-dramatic way, or however which way you told your family, let us know in the comments below, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to another episode of Millennial and Pregnant.
Please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss another episode.
To follow our journey in real time, head over to liliesandloafers.com.